into RSN's race day.
Ready? Gates crash back in racing.
For the first hour, it's the first word. Here's Gareth Hall.
Yes, this is RSN's race day on this Saturday, the 27th of November. Good morning to you listening on your local RSN 927 dial throughout Victoria. And hello to you wherever you may be listening on the RSN 927 app, our sister channels right across the country, and also on our website at rsn.net.au. Well, the theme for this Saturday's racing was probably put best by Mick Price this week in a video to his followers on social media when he said, well, what do? Another door shuts, another one opens, as he watched his final two horses go off and work at the Caulfield Training Complex. That's the case for all of the Caulfield trainers who now get ready to embark on their next chapters. It was entertaining with a touch of sadness as we listened to their stories with Michael Felgate this week. For the Zipping Classic, it's the start of a new era. It has a new date at a new track. As the MRC welcomes back a crowd for the first time at Caulfield since the latest COVID restrictions. And its famous track will once again come alive to host the Group 2 feature. The odds-on favourite for the Zipping Classic is Spanish Mission, who starts his next chapter for his new owners and his new trainer in Peter Moody after a preparation which saw him just go down to Europe's best stayer, Stradivarius, and of course a brave third to Very Elegant in the Melbourne Cup when he was trained by Andrew Balding. And finally, Spanish Mission's rider Glenn Boss will have his final ride in the Zipping Classic. And when I think of G Boss, I think of a confident, determined, gifted and entertaining rider with so much self-belief that delivered his best on the big stage. Boss finishes his career with 90 Group 1s. We will never forget his perfection in 3 Melbourne Cups aboard Mackay Diva and a win, lose or draw in the Zipping Classic. He will always be remembered as a champion rider that delivered a legendary career. Hello, I'm Gareth Hall and welcome to RSN 927's coverage of Zipping Classic Day.
Starting your day at the races, Gareth Hall and RSN 927's race day.
And it's a beautiful day in Melbourne Town, as Johnny Bowder just pointed out as well in the news. And it's a big show coming your way to kick off RSN Saturday race day. We'll catch up with a host of the trainers with the first word. The Melbourne Form Panel with Dean Lester, Warren Huntley, David Gately, and then we'll preview the interstate meetings around the country. Sean Cosgrove, good morning to you. We're about to go to Jason Kerr for a track update at Caulfield, but in Sydney and also up there on the Gold Coast.
Very, very different. Yes. At the moment in Sydney, it's a heavy 10 and raining. And at the Gold Coast, showers and a heavy 10. So there's got to be, well, pardon the pun, but a cloud over both those.
Yes. So question mark over those two meetings. However, we'll continue on with our previews with David Gately and Lizzie Gels just after 9 o'clock. They will take a look at Rose Hill. Bart Sinclair previews the Gold Coast meeting. And, of course, it's Winner Bottom Stakes Day. Their feature sprint race for the season, Group 1 race. Wait for age over the 1,200 metres. Pete Anthonis will be joining us a little later on. And then we'll preview the trots tonight at Melton. Also the start of the, well, harness racing's greatest race, the Inter-Dominion, which kicks off there in Sydney tonight at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. And Georgie Ferrugia will take a look at the Meadows tonight. And congratulations to the Gill family after they took out their second Tab Melbourne Cup there last night at Sandown Park with their brilliant greyhound, Koblenz. But let's head out to Caulfield for a track update today. It's great to have racing back in Melbourne, and we're heading back to Caulfield with the crowd, which is sensational, and Jason Kerr joins us now. Good morning, Jason.
Morning, Gareth.
How's your week been?
Oh, it's been a little bit different. We were expecting a lot of rain earlier in the week. They were saying we'd get between 40 and 60 millimetres sort of Monday, sort of, you know, or the forecast was on Monday for later in the week, and we ended up with less than a millimetre, so we certainly had to change tack midweek and get the irrigation machines out.
How much water have you put on the track then, mate?
So we've put on 37 mils for the week. That was 10 millimetres on each of Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. And we put another 4 mil on this morning, yeah. It's pretty breezy here at the moment. It's going to be a nice day. So we'll put on 4 millimetres pretty much starting now, and that'll take an hour or so, and that'll certainly keep some lovely moisture in it for the afternoon.
Do you expect an upgrade throughout the day?
It'll be late, yeah. Certainly the track's a genuine four at the moment. But yeah, we'll put the four on, and it'll certainly keep it in the four range for certainly the first half of the program. Wouldn't surprise me if it stays there for the day. It's certainly got a thick cover of grass on. It's got lovely cushion in it, so I think the 4 mils will certainly keep it in that four range for the best part of the day, yeah.
And the rail?
Rail's at 6 metres. Haven't raced here in 6 weeks since Caulfield Cup was our last meeting, so the inside section got a fairly heavy workload over spring, so we've renovated the whole track and pushed the rail out to 6 metres. It's the best of it at the moment post-renovation, but having said that, it's all, it's probably as good a grass cover as we've had. Been a great spring for growing grass, been plenty of spring rain and, some reasonably warm, sunny days, so it's been a terrific lead-in.
Wind conditions today?
Yeah, it's a windy day. It's saying 25 kilometres from the southeast, which sort of presents as a cross tail down the side, but they don't seem to have any factor, the south winds. It's more the northerly winds that play a bit of havoc at Caulfield, but yeah, certainly it's a breezy day from the southeast, but probably won't play a lot of part in the day.
All right, mate. Great to have racing back at Caulfield. Thanks for that, Jason.
Sure is. Thanks, Gareth.
There's Jason Kerr. Sam Freeman joins us to kick off the first word this morning. Good morning to you, Sam.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Got an exciting team engaged there at Caulfield, including your two-year-old filly on debut, Moco, in the first. What can you tell us about her?
Yeah, she's a nice filly. She's had a couple of jump outs. We haven't been able to get a whole lot of good quality jump outs and trials down here at Mornington, so she's sort of not really trialled to a winning post, which is a little unconventional for us prepping one up for their first start. So that's probably the only little career. She hasn't had the perfect preparation going there, but she's got good ability. The gate makes it a little bit tricky, but as long as she had a good experience and hits the line hard, we'll be happy.
Every season you find a good young horse for Godolphin. What's your relationship with that organisation, Sam?
Yeah, I don't know. We were talking about it yesterday. We get sort of three or four a season generally.
It's a pretty good strike. Yearlings.
Yeah, we do. They're very well-bred horses. They're often out of mares that we've had a bit to do with, and Lee and Anthony have had a lot to do with, and they're good old Darley families that, we're all pretty familiar with. So the one today, Moco, she's out as a Bayer who Lee trained, and she won the Phillies race on Cox Plate Day. So they like to keep it sort of in the family, and they're a pleasure to train for. So yeah, we'd love to get more and hopefully keep having some success.
Where do you think she gets to from that draw?
We haven't quite worked that out. She's actually got good gate speed, but not inclined to be giving her a bad experience or a gut buster on debut. So we may just look to find our feet with her and get in the running line and, hope that the track's playing really fair and they can run on, and she'll definitely be hitting the line very hard.
So can she win?
Yeah, she can, yeah.
All right, Yulong commands very quick. We all know that. He's third up this preparation. He's had a pretty handy preparation so far. Can he continue that on?
Yeah, we think he can. He's he's nice and fresh for this. He had a jump out just to tick him over last Friday. He jumped out as you would expect Yulong Command to jump out. He's very fast. He's very fit, and he makes his own luck. So he's a bomb-proof type of horse that you know what you're going to get with him, and he puts in 100% every time. He's got a raise the bar now. It's a little bit more difficult than what he's been racing in. So, and there is a few other speed horses in the race, but we're pretty confident he's the fastest over that first sort of 400. And, he does like to dictate out in front and keep them rolling.
Moving on to race number five, how's Agreeable?
Yeah, she's well. She's she was a funny run there at Flemington Cup week. She sort of dropped the bridle at the 800 and then started to rally again. So we thought we'd get her back out to this trip, which she sort of hasn't raced at for a little while. And, we've got an aggressive rider on because she can just lose a little bit of interest, when the speed goes on from the 800. And we just wanted her to be kept on her game. And, she should run well.
Has she done that before?
Yeah, she has. She's done it. She's done it a few times. Yeah. She's making a little bit of a habit of it. So, we thought let's put Froggy on and give her an aggressive rider and try and get her really interested from a long way out.
And Perfect World didn't have the best of luck the other day.
Yeah, and she's drawing inside gate again today. So she's racing very well. She's yeah, she's a sneaky each-way chance if she can get the right brakes at the right time. She's had a really good preparation. And, yeah, that both those fillies are decent little each-way chances.
In the Zipping Classic, talking about a horse that needs to have his mind kept on the job, Warning, Nash has been able to do that his last couple. Can Ollie do that today?
Yeah, I'm sure he can. He's ridden the horse a fair bit. He obviously won the Derby on him, so he knows him well. I'm sure he would have seen how he's been ridden at his last couple as well. You know, the key with him is obviously getting him right into the race early and waking him up, getting him interested. And then, you know, you'll know with him, I think, pretty early in the race where you stand with him, because he grabs the bridle and travels strongly when he's right on song. And I think he will today. He's holding terrific form. And, you know, in the past, we've been a little bit concerned on firm tracks, but I think his action's in such good order at the moment that that won't bother him at all.
Do you think he enjoyed leading there the other day?
Yeah, he looked very happy out there in front. And it was funny because in the Derby, Ollie, you know, the plan was initially to ride him quiet, and he went forward on him, and it's probably one of his best performances. So not unusual to see him up there on the speed, but he just lost a bit of his gate speed for a while there, but he seemingly got it back now.
And you do the same again?
That's the plan, yeah. That'll be the plan. I mean, not knowing what Spanish Mission will do, he may look to make it a real test and roll to the front, in which case we'll sit off him. But, yeah, we'll leave it up to Ollie. He'll know what to do.
And in the final race, your former European galloper, Sinawan, is he ready to win second up now in this country?
Yeah, hopefully. He was a good run the other day. He actually got his tongue over the bit, so there was... it was a legitimate excuse. Late, he was a little bit soft. His last 100, he was just all out of tickets, and that was probably a case of fitness and getting his tongue over. So he gets the tongue tie on. He's jumped out really well at Flemington last Friday. Craig Williams had a sit on him there. So, yeah, expecting a much improved performance from him.
What's your best at Yarra Valley, Sam?
Well, Midwest, I would say, on his track work and trials should be winning, but I've thought that about Midwest before. So he's a gelding now, and hopefully that makes a difference.
Your best at Caulfield?
I want to say Sinawan in the last, yeah.
All right, mate, I like it. Hey, enjoy your day. Thanks for your time, as always, Sam.
Cheers, thanks, Dad.
There's Sam Freeman there. Paul Snowden joins us now here on RSN Saturday Race Day. Good morning to you, Paul.
Morning, Gareth.
Looking forward to seeing what Edpa can do. This filly by I'm Invincible on debut, and she's been impressive at her trials there in Sydney.
Yeah, look, she's a likely type. She's done a fair bit of education, and she's ready to go to the races now. As you said, she's trialled up here on one occasion, and then drew wide in the Golden Gift. She was ready to go and just didn't want to put her under that pressure early, so decided to sort of change tack a bit. Head down there, nice even trial there last Friday week, and here we are today.
Where do you rate her amongst the two-year-olds that you've produced so far?
Oh, you always want to see him come out and do something, but she seems to do everything with ease at home, and what she's done at the trials is not surprising. So, look, we're up to that next level now. Next step for her is to come out and see just how much she really does have under the hood, because certainly, you know, we haven't sort of found that out at home yet, but... you know, I'd be interested to see what there is for sure.
All right, then her gate speed?
She has got good gate speed. The trials are one thing, trial speed's one thing, but race pressure is another. So she's been jumping well and putting herself there on speed in the trials. And, you know, I think she'll be in the first three or four there comfortably today, just depending on sort of what speed does come up underneath her.
And the Melbourne way of going with her?
Yeah, I don't see much of an issue. She slotted in straight away from Melbourne. She's been there for a couple of weeks now, so... like I said, had that opportunity just to brush around that way in a jump out last Friday week, and was quite pleasing.
Beautiful day here in Melbourne, mate, and I Am Superman's been chasing some dry surfaces, and he gets that today in the Kevin Heffernan Stakes, race 9 there at Caulfield.
Yeah, look, he's a well-performed horse. You know, he's a Group 2 winner. He's been gelded his preparation, so... you know, he's there to run when conditions suit. Unfortunately, you know, we had to pull the pin on the day. It just got way too wet for us at Kembla. But, look, he's a well-credentialed horse and soft draw. You know, he's right ahead of his game and expecting to run very well.
And 1,400 metres, is that his sweet distance there?
Yeah, look, you have to say all his really good form is sort of 1400, 1500. He can run a mile, but I don't doubt that he can do it at a good level this time, being gelded. But he's all his good form is around that 7 furlong mark.
What are you thinking at Rose Hill today in Sydney? Do you think they'll race?
Look, I think it's raining at the moment. There's been a lot of rain. It's pretty wild weather. There's a lot of wind and it's quite cold. So I think it'll all determine just how much more rain's between sort of now and kick-off time. And obviously, if we do get some throughout the day, it's gonna play in that visibility category.
Should we have a bet on Jared Joseph in race 8 at Kembla Grange?
You can't, mate. They're off.
Oh, they are. Sorry. Apologise. I haven't caught up to that news yet. Mate, what's your best at Caulfield today?
Oh, look, I'm interested to see how the two-year-old can measure up, obviously. And, Superman, he's in with a great show also. So I've got two lovely chances.
Good on you, mate. Good luck.
See you, bud.
There's Paul Snowden there. At 7:20, this is The First Word. You're with Gareth Hall on RSN Saturday Race Day. We'll take a quick break. On the other side of it, hopefully we can catch up with Benny Hayes, Michael Kent Jr., along with Catherine Coleman, of course, the foreman for Peter Moody.
The First Word, thanks to the TAC. Before a big day out, think of this first. Drinking. Driving. They're better apart.
It's time to play.
Two here on RSN 927 Saturday Race Day. Beautiful day in Melbourne, and Lindsay Park is flying under JD Hayes and, of course, Ben Hayes. And Ben Hayes joins us now here on The First Word. Good morning to you, Ben.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Lady of Honor, she just keeps on winning. This is tougher today, but your expectations with her in the third race?
Oh, look, I think she'll be very competitive. She's done everything you can do in this prep. She's undefeated, and I thought her last start at Sandown, she won quite easily on the line and deserved a shot at Black Type. So she kept Jake Noonan aboard, inside draw. There looks to be a little speed from the outside, but I think she'll either box seat or be out in front.
Has she reached her expectations this time in? Has she surprised you a little bit?
No. She has actually always been a filly we've liked at home. Her first start in Adelaide, she ran very well, but unfortunately she just pulled up very sore in the knees and needed surgery in both knees. So we've been forced to give her time, but I think in hindsight that's been a really good thing. She's a really big, lengthy filly, and she's just starting to really fill out into her body. So that time was a blessing, and this campaign has been a reward for the owners for their patience.
What do you think her best trip will be? She gets out to the 1,400 metres this afternoon, of course, in the twilight glow.
Look, I think 1,400 and a mile.
Yep.
I do think that 1,400 would be no problem at all. I thought she was very strong through the line last time. She's come on really nicely from that run. I think she's improved again in the coat. So hopefully third up, we're ready to run a peak race.
In the Eclipse Stakes, you're represented by Sosi Bon. And this for a stat. Since his two-year-old days, he's been placed in a stakes race during a Victorian Spring Carnival. And he did that, of course, last start in the Cranbourne Cup. What a horse he's been for your stable there, Benny.
Oh, he's been fantastic. We got him a couple starts. He would have had it with Robbie Lang, but since he got gelded, though, his record's been fantastic, and he's a stable favourite. The horse is in great order. He's so fresh this morning, and he won this race last year. He has to carry big weight again, but I think that's a testament to the horse. He runs well in every race he runs in and never drops in rating. So, look, he'll run another good competitive race. Our Playboy beat him in the Cranbourne Cup, we don't see him much better in the weights either, so he might be the one to watch. But I think the extra 200 metres and that slow tempo will just ride him where he's comfortable, and I think he'll run another good race. He's looking fantastic.
Do you ever get concerned going from a heavy 10 to a good track?
It is in the back of your mind. It was a very big run and a big effort, but I just watching him after the run, I think it's really woken him up a bit. He's been really happy and enjoying his work and hasn't shown any signs of feeling the run. So I'm taking it as a good thing. I think he's bounced back to form and ready to go, Gareth.
And in the final event in the Heffernan Stakes, geez, Crosshaven's not far away, you would imagine, from another win.
Oh, I hope so. I thought it was a great run over the Carnival. He really battled it out right to the line. The gate's very helpful for him. There's some good speed in the race, so we'll just judge out of the gates. But he's looking like getting just behind the speed, getting a really nice run, and he'll be very competitive again. We're very happy with him. The best he's looked, and it is weight for age, and they will meet on level weights. But I think he'll be very competitive.
Stable's in great form. Benny, what's your best today at Caulfield?
I think Lady of Honour would be the best. And then I reckon both Crosshaven and Sosie Bon are good each-way chances.
Good on you, Ben. Good luck.
Thank you.
There's Ben Hayes joining us there. Michael Kent Jr. now joins us here on The First Word. Good morning to you, Michael.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
I am very well. Our playboy, he's also backing up after a really good effort of that Cranbourne Cup. How is he?
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, we've just moved to Cranbourne, actually, and horses are loving it. He's very bright and spunky, so and he's held his weight well, so we're very happy with him.
Just with that, and I know that you've grown up there at Cranbourne, so you know the back streets pretty well there. But from a punting point of view for the punters out there, looking at the Caulfield trainers that have had to move to a different establishment to train their horses, how long will it take them a little while to work out how you actually train your horses with the different tracks, sand hills, or do you think now that in the modern world that we live in, it's pretty easy to adapt to new conditions?
I think it'll take everyone a little bit to get used to it and how to train and what tracks to use and how fast to go. With a bit of advantage that I've been here for over 10 years, so I've been letting out all the riders and showing them what to do, and so I've got an idea. But yeah, definitely, they've built all these new tracks here since I've left and come back. They've got two new grass tracks, and they're in circumference bigger than most racetracks in Australia, so they're massive big grass tracks. They've got four of them. They've got a new sand dunes track out the back, which wraps around a lake, up and down hills. It's fantastic. So there's so many sort of new tracks to play with. It's going to be fantastic.
Sometimes so many new tools there, Michael, you might get a little confused. You want to try everything.
Yeah, we have been. But this one was the first gallop morning, and on the new grass. And Pat Maloney and Jack Hill were in, and they just loved it. So I think it's going to be fantastic for us.
And what about your team? Have they settled in nicely to their new surroundings? Or does it take even the horses a little time to settle into
honestly,
their new
home? They got off the truck and they were asleep right away. These boxes here are massive boxes. We've got grill on the front door, so the airflow goes right to the stable. They're so relaxed, very peaceful. So, I just think it's going to be fantastic for us. We're really, really enjoying it. The team loves it. So, hopefully, we can get a winner today for the first time.
All right, mate. Back to our playboy. So, onto a good track. Is that a concern?
He won on a good track at Flemington two starts ago. It's totally different, isn't it? To the last start, that was a bog heavy 10. And drawn barrier one. And as we know, he lacks tactical speed. So, he's going to need a bit of luck around Caulfield. But from our point of view, the horse couldn't be going any better.
Quarter Mechanic goes around, of course, in race number 5 over the mile.
Yeah, so we sort of extended our spring campaign to have a go at the 2,000-metre Ballarat Cup, and then we drew barrier 19. So we've then come back to the miles, had a bit of time between runs. She looks superb. She had a nice run from the draw. She's got a bit of weight to carry, but she's probably the class runner. But I think that the nice barrier helps to get a soft run. We know she's very good at the mile. I think last start, it was in a very hot race and the track might have been a touch firm for her. Likely a toe in just a little bit. Very optimistic. It's a lovely top three stand.
She has to race in tough races these days, Quantum Mechanic. But I know at the start of the preparation, you were over the moon with her. Do you think that she deserves, or there's definitely a win in her this preparation, or is it just a case that she just need the brakes to go all of her way this preparation one day?
Well, if she brings her two-rack run here, she should be winning, but it's just whether she does. So, as I said, we'd hoped to go to the Ballarat Cup and we sort of trained her for that 2,000-metre race, and that just didn't work out for us barrier-wise. And so we just kept her fresh this week. As I say, if she repeats sort of a run from two starts ago, she'd be very hard to beat. She's a you know, that form's much better than this race. But she's got a bit of weight to carry, and she's at the end of her prep. So we'll just see. But from a trainer's point of view, she looks magnificent. She's in sparkling order. She's very sound, and I'm sure she'll run well. So hopefully she's good enough.
In the Ned Sandown Guineas, Blue Army represents your stable. How good is Blue Army?
He's a nice colt, beautiful colt. He won very well against the pattern at Warrnambool first up. A little bit in the deep end here. We're hoping this race might be a little softer, but it's worked out to be not a bad race. He'll need luck as well from barrier one, but I think he's a top five chance, and if he ran in the first three, would be over the moon.
And can Campbell win the last race?
Campbell's flying. I've been riding a little bit, and he's going better now than he was leading the last start. We've taken the tack now to keep him to sort of 7 furlongs or shorter and just train him fresh. I think he enjoyed the heavy, obviously, last time, won by big space. So, end of the day, I don't think it'll be a problem if the track does firm up a little bit and just need a bit of luck from that draw. Horse is going very well, up in grade. I think the market's going pretty right, $15. He's an each-way chance, I suppose.
All right, then, mate. What's your best today?
I think Playboy, but just keep the pattern of how the day's playing. You know, he's going to drift back from barrier one and need a bit of luck. So, he's in sparkling condition.
And the punters get upset with me when I miss one out wide, like Hoku in the third race at Yarra Valley today, Michael.
He was beaten 7 lengths last time. It is a very average maiden. Wouldn't surprise to see him win, but I couldn't tip him.
All right, then. Thanks for that, mate. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
The assistant trainer to Peter Moody is Catherine Coleman, and boy, she does a wonderful job. Why, her boss is out there at the Greyhounds doing another cashie, but she's up early doing all the work on a Saturday morning. But he did tell me, Catherine, that he'd be up at 3 a.m. this morning when I saw him last night at Sandown. How are you this morning?
Very well, and I can confirm that he was on time this morning. Awesome. He wasn't late, so
sensational.
He's done well there.
What about today, Brett? Jeez, he's tough as his namesake. He just doesn't know how to lay down.
Yeah, very true. He should really be 2 from 2, and he's certainly come on really well. He just sort of keeps improving and keeps showing us really nice work at home. So I'm very happy to take him to the races today and hopefully mate, get another one on the board.
Is it a case that he's still learning the cape? Is he getting tired and he just doesn't want to get beaten, or is he waiting for them a little bit there, Catherine?
Yeah, look, I think he still is a little bit green. He's still learning what it's all about. He's not a very aggressive horse in his work or in his nature at all. And so he just seems to like a bit of a dogfight towards the end, and that's when he really gets into it.
Geez, Allegretta was an impressive maiden winner there at Pakenham.
She was. She's another one that's come on very nicely since that maiden win. And she's a filly that Pete's always had a lot of time for, and we really like her. Obviously, a bit tricky from that gate today. Might need a little bit of magic from Blake McDougall there, but she's certainly going well and a nice little each-way chance.
Yeah, of course, she goes around in the twilight glow. Just with her, she was on pace the other day. Does Blake go forward and try his luck in the early part?
I'd say we'll sort of see how the first few races pan out. You know, Pete certainly would prefer his horses up making their own luck than out the back and hoping for a run, but we'll sort of judge that a little bit as the day goes by.
In the Herald Sun Zipping Classic over the 2,400 metres, what have you learnt about Spanish Mission in the last couple of weeks?
Oh, he's just an absolute professional. He's such a beautiful horse to have around the stable, and he really seems to be enjoying our routine and sort of seems to have really taken to it well. And he's shown us some really sharp gallops here so far. So we're, you know, quite interested to see how he runs today and if he produces that on the track.
So
very interesting.
So you think that he will show a really handy turn of foot over the 2,400 metres, Catherine?
Really hoping to see that today. Everything that he's shown us in the past 2 weeks certainly indicates that. But, I mean, until he actually goes out there and does it, it is a little bit of a question mark when he's dropping back from a cup.
So he's gone from Andrew Boarding to your stable and he goes straight into your system. I guess they can go one way or the other.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And, you know, like I said, he seems to have taken to it really well and seems to sort of enjoy the the change in his routine. But until you go out and, actually see him do it on the track, it'll just, you know, be one of those things we're just waiting to see a little bit.
It's going to be a special day, of course. Glenn Boss rides him, and this is his final race ride. And you would imagine on the big stage when everybody's watching Bossy, he won't disappoint. He never really has throughout his illustrious career. He loves the big stage, Catherine.
Yeah, he does. Big race, Bossy. And, you know, we're certainly hoping for a bit of magic today. And it would be very special if he could go out a winner. So hopefully our horse, you know, does his job and is there a long way.
Always great to catch up with you. The best of luck today, Catherine.
Thanks very much.
There's Catherine Coleman, the assistant trainer there to Peter Moody. At 7:36, we'll take a quick break and come back with plenty more here on The First Word. You're with Gareth Hall on RSN Saturday Race Day.
The First Word, thanks to the TAC. Before a big day out, think of this first. Drinking, driving, they're better apart. The First Word, thanks to the TAC. Before a big day out, think of this first. Drinking, driving, they're better apart.
Along with Spanish Mission, I think Surprise Baby today at Caulfield is one of the most fascinating runners on the program. He's first up from a long time with his new trainer, Gavin Bedgood, and Gavin joins us this morning. Good morning, Gavin.
Good morning, Gareth.
How is the baby when you woke up?
Yeah, he's in great order. He came in this morning early and just had a trot and canter around, and he's all ready to go.
You've been really bullish about him, especially in the last month or so, heading towards this first up assignment. Can he win first up over the 1,400 metres?
I think if he wins today, he probably shows how good a horse he is. It's a hot enough contest, 1,400 metres around Caulfield, and there looks to be very good speed in the race. But all his work at home has been great. We were happy with his trial, just whether or not it's probably going to be a little bit short for him today.
So your expectations, you'd be over the moon if he's hitting the line for a handy third or fourth?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. We probably would have preferred to draw a middle to outside barrier, but that's not to be. I just want to see the horse have clean air down the side of the track and, be balancing up and rattling home through the line.
How many runs does he have for this time in?
We're not too sure. We'll just assess how he goes today and work it out from there.
All right, mate. What about at Warrnambool tomorrow? You take a couple there. Any standouts? Sir Peter and Frankie Two Angels?
Yeah, I think Frankie Two Angels is one that's well over the odds. He was a good winner first up for us at Ballarat, and he ran really well behind Camborne at Cranbourne last start in the benchmark 70. Drops back to 64 grade tomorrow. And, he'll get his chance to win for sure.
Thoroughly enjoying your work at the moment, Gavin. The best of luck with Surprise Baby this afternoon in the Kevin Heffernan Stakes, which is the last race on the program.
Thanks, Gareth.
There we go. There's Gavin Bedgood. Calvin McAvoy. Geez, the McAvoy's also in terrific form. And Calvin joins us now. G'day, Calvin.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you, mate. Surviving without the old man who finally got back into South Australia during the week.
Yeah, no, it's all good here, and obviously very nice for him to be back home with the mother.
Yes, and I guess your mum would be pretty happy as well.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, she'd be looking forward to seeing a little boy, I would imagine, as well as Christmas quickly approaches. What about Star of Chaos, Calvin? There's no Espinona today.
Yeah, for sure. Look, we're very pleased with her that day. She probably didn't have the best run. And she's really trained on well. I cannot fault her at all. Her gallop early in the week was very good, and I think she can win today. And it'd be lovely to get some black type on her, you know, a black type win for connections.
That's a good enough push for me there with Star of Chaos in race number 3 of the Twilight Glow. We'll move on to the former New Zealand mare, Belle Plus Sir. What have you made of her, this preparation?
I think she's been really good. Her last start was, you know, when we finally got on to a heavy track, and it was extremely heavy that day, and that's what she needs. We're not going to get that today, but it is the perfect race. She still performs well on good ground, but the heavy tracks really give her an edge. Finally out to a mile now, which I feel was probably just what got her beat last start. We kept her at the 7 furlongs. So she's trained on well. I don't know where she's going to get to from the gate. We'll leave that up to Luke, but she's sort of knocking on the door, this mare, and I think at 20-1 or 18-1 or something, she's not the worst each way hope.
She was a handful. I remember seeing her in the yard there at Flemington. Is that just her, or do you think she's getting better?
No, look, it is her. She's lovely to deal with at home, but as soon as she gets that saddle on the mounting yard, bounces around, and we try not to parade her. We just try and give her one or two laps and then straight out. So that's what we'll be doing today.
Silent Sovereign is in winning form now, Calvin. He goes around, of course, in the feature race, the Herald Sun Zipping Classic. Can he cause a little bit of an upset?
Yeah, she's in really good order. We went in first up with no trial, so she's fourth up. She's fourth up today, but obviously one, she's on the back up. I don't know how she's going to back up. Everything, all the signs are telling me here that she's really well and bright, and she had a trot in the can this morning, was bouncing around. So, as long as she can relax now out to the mile and a half, she can get a little bit on the chewy through the races, but she's in good order. It looks a big step up in grade, but she's in winning form, as you said.
And the second part of her career, gee, she's been wonderfully consistent. She rarely runs a bad race.
Absolutely, and I think this mile and a half is her optimum distance, at least. I think she'll really show what she's about when she gets out to a trip like this.
All right, mate, your best chance there at Caulfield?
I think Star of Chaos.
What about in Adelaide today? You got a couple of runners there, Rock the Ring and Speed Lover.
Yeah, Speed Lover's, she's come up very short. Looks a really winnable race, gets him with 52.5 with Alana Kelly, and she'll put herself up there and be very, very hard to beat. And Rock the Ring's been, since he came to us, he's done a terrific job. He's won his last three in town. I wouldn't have thought he would have come up favourite in the city of Marion if you'd asked me that sort of 4 months ago, and I'd say the owners would agree. But, winning form's good form. He needs to take it to the next level now, and wish he'd drawn a little bit better, but he's in great order and he'll run a very gallant race.
Good on you, Calvin. Thanks for that.
Thanks very much.
Shane Nichols joins us now. Good morning to you, Shane.
Good morning.
She's Brazen Song. She's brave, and she gets her chance in race five there at Caulfield this afternoon over the mile. What can you tell us about her chances today after her effort Cranbourne last start especially?
Yeah, Cranbourne was probably just too heavy. It was a heavy 10, and she sort of shot clear but started to wobble around a bit and found the pinch a bit and wasn't that comfortable in the very heavy ground. Look, step up in class today. There's some really nice mares that she doesn't meet overly favourably at the weights as being a set weight and penalties race. She'll be up on speed. There doesn't appear to be any leader in the race. And look, if she can sort of get a bit of a coast and give a kick on the corner, we're hoping she can run sort of in that third, fourth range because it gives her a bit of black spot.
And Streets of Avalon goes around in the Kevin Heffernan Stakes, and this does look a lovely race for him over the 1,400 metres at his favourite track.
Yeah, he's obviously a proven weight for age horse, and his sweet spot is weight for age 1,400 Caulfield. I think he's won, I think, five times course and distance. So, look, he's been in work a long time. He started in the Bletchingley and ran second, and then, but he did have 7 weeks between the Fian and the Manicato, and we felt that he just scrambled out of the gates of the Manicato, got further back than we thought. If he gets away clean there, he probably goes close in that race, and then just doesn't go down the straight at all. Unfortunately, we gave him another turn at it, but I don't know whether he looks for the bend or likes the pressure, but he doesn't go down the straight.
At home, does he give you any indications if he's close to his best or he's at his best?
Oh, I think, I'd be surprised if he's trained off. I think he's okay. And his work certainly indicates that. More so his presence around the stable, about how he's been, his mannerisms and things appear to be okay, and he's pretty sound and well, and certainly he's going to present nicely in the yard. So, our expectations are we've run really well today.
All right, mate. Thanks for that update. Good luck. Thanks, Shane.
Thank you.
There's Shane Nichols joining us there. Let's hear what Dave Eustace has to say about the chances of Dr. Drill, who goes around, of course, in the Zipping Classic. And he's been a wonderfully consistent galloper for the Mara and Eustace camp. And let's hear what David Eustace had to say about his chances.
I suspect it'll be a tactical affair. Again, warning on the lead and try and set sort of reasonable fraction. So probably sets up fairly similar. I don't think I'll go 50 quick and we'll have to play that stalking role and ride him to get the trip and ride him for a turn of foot. And he's got a good turn of foot against these sort of horses, the Cranbourne Cup winner, and we've got to use that accordingly and try and out
Aquino Eclipse Stakes over the 1,800 metres, David Eustace identified that Bonficini will be the stable's best chance at Caulfield today. Let's hear why.
Yeah, absolutely. She is going very well, and I think it's got a great, really quite bullish about her tomorrow. She looks great, and trip of 1,800, I think, is perfect. And her form is good, so confident going into tomorrow, she'll run a big race.
And let's hear what David has to say about the chances of a decent rain and Lavish Girl, who both go around in the Twilight Glow Stakes, which is race three this afternoon.
She's really come on physically. She kept improving and improving and improving throughout the prep. And it was a good run at Flemington. It wouldn't be a huge surprise to see her turn the table with decent rain. Obviously got a back up, which is a bit of an unknown. She's deep into her preparation, but she showed all the right signs at home. That she's handled that run very well, and she is a very hardy filly. So both have good chances. I still lean towards decent rain, but Lavish is still on the up.
At 7:48 with Gareth Hall here on the First Word to kick off RSN Saturday race day. Don't forget, after 10 o'clock with Michael Felgate, Matty Stewart and Dan Malecki, Glenn Boss will be the team's special guest as he prepares for his final day of race riding. But we'll take a quick break, and on the other side of it, we'll catch up hopefully with Tommy Sadler, Lynn Tolson and also Lee Creek, along with Graham Beig, before we wrap up the First Word on this Saturday, and Sean Cosgrove also with the final scratchings for this Caulfield meeting.
The First Word, thanks to the TAC. Before a big day out, think of this first. Drinking, driving, they're better apart.
John and Tom Sadler only have one runner now at Caulfield, with Starry Legend going around, with Sam's image in the same race being scratched. And Tom Sadler joins us now on the First Word. Good morning to you, Tommy.
Morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thanks, mate. Starry Legend, how have you rated Starry Legend's performances, his last couple especially?
Look, he's been a little bit of a tricky one this preparation. He was good at Mornington. We were really happy with him, and he had very good improvement. Again, he was super at Moonee Valley, arguably should have won against the Olden Horses. And what we learned out of Moonee Valley, that he had the potential to maybe take a sit and not necessarily be a speedy squib. So going to Flemington, we planned on taking a sit, and of course that's the day that he jumped out two or three in front, and there was no chance of doing that. And then, probably in hindsight, got lost down the straight, and then went to Ballarat with an open book for Mick D, and he was that half-length slow as he had been earlier, and took a sit. And we were really happy with how he settled in the run and added another string to his bow, and looked very promising getting to the corner. And Michael just felt, and we felt probably watching the race as well, that going through runners, he wasn't necessarily comfortable, whether that was just the first time he'd been in that position or maybe having a little bit of a think about it, or we're not sure, but that's hence the reason for Blinker's first time, and he's certainly going into today in very good order.
How difficult of an assignment is it for a trainer to teach a horse who's a fast horse, just loves to run, to try and relax and save a little bit?
Look, it depends on the horse. You know, as you say, he, as a two-year-old, he was just, you know, first one out of the gates and gets mustering, and there was no chance whatsoever that you'd be able to ride him quietly. But he has matured. He's a much stronger and substantial colt. And it was probably only after Moonee Valley that he was in a position to take a sit that we thought about doing that. And as I said, then Flemington threw a little bit of a spanner in the works. But it was terrific at Ballarat to see that he could do that. We've given him a couple of gallops in behind horses, but more than anything, over 1,000 metres, they're generally always just good speed. And if you're not lightning out of the gate, and the horse is intelligent enough to not run over the top of him, which he isn't, you know, he's not. Once he got a bit of cover at Ballarat, he did drop the bridle. Yeah, it didn't make our job too difficult.
Can he win today?
Look, I think he's certainly got the ability to win. We thought he was, and still do think he was better than the horses at Ballarat. And we still have a very good opinion of the horse for what he's done. We still think the best is to come. So, look, at his best, he is good enough to win. He's drawn a good gate. He's got the blinkers on. If everything panned out well, he certainly would be able to win. Probably are a little bit of a query with the blinkers first time. I think they'll be either very effective or maybe not suit him. That's probably the only question mark that we have on him today. But Look, we're hoping, and one thing we are certain of is that the horse is in terrific order.
Good on you, Tommy. Great to catch up with you, mate. Good luck.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Tom Sadler there. What about the story of Curran? He's everybody's dream. Purchase him for around $600, and he's won about $300,000 since then. And Lynn Colson, Tolson's done a wonderful job with him, and Lynn joins us now. Hello to you, Lynn. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, Gareth.
Geez, he's a good horse, and this looks a lovely race for him again, the fourth at Caulfield.
Well, we're hoping so, yes. He likes Caulfield, and we're hoping there's quite a bit of pace on in the race that he can perhaps get a few pairs back and work home, because he likes to chase, you know. So we're hoping that there'll be a bit of pace on and he can get back and get home.
He must be really enjoying his preparation this time around.
Yeah, look, he raced and we put him out in the paddock, you know, for 6 days, and he enjoys his work. We're on a farm and he doesn't do it very hard down here. He works at the beach and, it's not really hard work down here.
So you're over the moon with him and he's ready to run another big race, Lynn, basically.
Yeah, look, you know, he's very well. We know he tries very, very hard and, you know, it just depends on how the race pans out, and we're just hoping we've made the right decision with the 1,000 metres. So, but we've always had the Christmas Stakes in mind for him. So, you know, just it was a long time between that and the Christmas Stakes. So, yeah.
Do you think his best trip is the 1,000 when he can chase off that speed if they do go mad and he can run them down?
Definitely so. You know, the last couple of races he's jumped and he's been there, you know, and he's sort of, They've got a bit of softness in the 1,200 metres, and then they've sprinted, where he's picked up, but he likes to sort of chase, you know, more so, I feel.
Yeah.
So we're hoping with the pace on, with the 1,000 metres, that he will be back that little bit further and be able to chase them down. So, that's our theory anyway.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good theory, Lynn. Love watching him. Yeah, he's a great story. Next time you find a horse for $600, let me know, please.
Yes, I will do.
Thanks for that.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Lynn Tolson there, of course, the co-trainer of Curran. Let's hear what James Cummings had to say about Rainier's chances in the final race, the Kevin Heffernan Stakes there today.
We feel like he's gone ahead in his training and he's much, much better suited back to weight for age, where he was, I think he was well suited when he won the Wayne Wilson earlier in the year. I think he can run a good race here. There's a couple of highly rated horses that have jumped in as well. So look, the race has turned out to be a pretty decent Kevin Heffernan.
And as Paul Snowden pointed out, I Am Superman looks very hard to beat as well in that last race. And he's the current favourite in the Kevin Heffernan at $360, Rainier and Each Way Hope there at $8. The big race around the country really today is the Group 1 Winter Bottom Stakes across there at Ascot in Perth. It's their feature sprint race of the season. And Dan Morton will play a major part. He's got the two favourites, basically, including last year's champion, Elite Street.
It's probably not a bad day for him. He tends to settle off the speed a little bit. I'd have been nervous had he drawn, you know, too close in. But, I think from there, he's obviously probably going to be a little bit deep. But if he can get a good drag into the race, then he should be competitive.
Pete Anthonis will join us a little later on as well for the preview of this meeting. But yesterday, he made a really good point. He can't really believe the price of Elite Street. He's been dominant all season, or this carnival anyway, over the sprint trips at Ascot and those feature sprint races. He won with a big weight from a wide gate there with a little bit of arrogance at his last start. And now he goes back to weight for age, gets a lovely gate, and he does look very hard to beat at $2.50. But they are backing the stablemate, Wilchino. Let's hear what Dan had to say about her chances.
She's obviously in a good vein of form herself, and like you say, coming through the same sort of grades as he did last year. So she's got to elevate herself, into that sort of high-pressure race. But her asset is she goes forward and keeps herself out of trouble, and she's got a pretty high-end speed. So, all things being equal, she should be there for a fair way.
So she as Dan pointed out, continues to step up unbeaten this preparation, 1,200 metres. She ran time there the other day to basically be on speed and get the job done. She can't make a mistake, however, from gate number one, but Chris Parnham is in terrific form and he takes the ride on the five-year-old mare by Machino, who is doing a wonderful job across there in the west. Sean Cosgrove, it's a very good morning to you. Scratchings at Caulfield this afternoon, please.
Yeah, eight of them today, Gareth. The rail's down 6 metres the entire circuit. Fine, and it is a good four. Now, race one, take out 10, Yaltara, number 10. Second is clear. The third, scratch 11, Nabbed, number 11. Race four, put out 2, Parsifal, and 11, Sam's Image, 2 and 11. Race 5, scratch 10, Groovy Kind of Love, number 10. Sixth event, pull out 1, Brigantine, number 1. Race 7, clear. And the 8th, pull out number 5, Coho Khan, and 12, Dalamax, 5 and 12. The one extra rider in race 6, 7, Bazero is Damien Oliver.